Trying to load these pictures. You guys send pictures sometimes. Now, I've had top texters say they don't like it if I reward or if I award like the winner because of a picture. Because I can't describe, I can't do it justice, so they can't see it, therefore it doesn't work. What do you think about that? I have a lot of top texters that don't like the rules of this, of the way we do things here.
Yeah, sore losers, mostly.
Probably. And some of them have won. Dixon's one of them who doesn't like the way we do it, and he's actually won.
That's true.
He doesn't like it if we have all bad texts, if like there's no good text, don't reward it. Like don't give a person a win. Doesn't like, I've had texters say don't, you know, can't reward a picture. B-Rad just sent in the pics, the pic of McLean and the sign, you know, when he's on the side of the street and he has the little advertising sign on, but it says spare change for next Die Hard sequel. He said, oh, look, I just saw McLean. I was going to say hi, but didn't want to encroach on his corner. McLean's becoming a legend on this. Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
He's getting close to winning a signed David Thompson jersey, and hooligans are starting to scramble right now, and they're just like trying to take him down. Noob's talking about, you know, getting hate right now. Noob gets hate, too. He says, I'm guessing the hate is because I'm Jokic, great, when my three-pointers are falling, and you're Anthony Bennett. Enough said. Anthony Bennett, forgotten player in the NBA. It's not bad. It's okay. It's all right. Got any front runners in your brain, Colfax?
I mean, that was pretty good.
McLean says original pictures can be allowed. Maybe. Definitely not unoriginal pictures and GIFs.
Yes.
You can't just go to your GIF thing and find something funny and send it. Because I'll laugh, obviously. But it's got to be original. And it has to have something to do with what we're kind of going on here. So B-Rad got it. That's B-Rad, I think.
Yeah.
Did he make that? How do we know if he made it?
We just assume. Unless we, like, if we've seen it before, clearly not.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that one.
So.
And we were talking about Die Hard sequels.
Yep.
So, kind of makes sense.
Perfect.
Are you big on these workouts, these pro days?
No.
It's like the NFL Combine. We make fun of that. So, I mean, you're talking a lot about, you know, in the draft, I'm seeing the quarterback stock is going up and down, you know. Everybody's kind of wondering where Mac Jones is going to go out of Alabama. How deep is he going to go in the draft here? I have him top 10, some drafts, some say a little outside the top 10. A scout just tweeted Ian Rappaport, texted Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and said, I have never seen a pro day workout quite like this. Because apparently he's just lighting it up. Here's my thoughts have always been this. What are you going to see from a pro day that you didn't see from their playing days? And also vice versa. If you see something from their pro day that you didn't see in their playing days, is that not a red flag? Oh, he can do it without any pads. And, you know, Zach Wilson's throwing it across his body, which, don't get me wrong, Colfax, I'm lucky if I can throw a football 5 yards and keep a decent spiral. I mean, there's no question that it takes an athletic skill. That little step back off his back foot across the field Zach Wilson threw the other day, it's amazing, and that's an amazing skill set. But didn't he do it in shorts and a T-shirt? No 300-pound lineman running at him? You know, no offensive lineman being pushed back in his face so he can't see over? So, okay, it's impressive. Like, if you and I were out on the field and you did that, Colfax, I'd be like, holy crap, Colfax. Where was this talent? Maybe you should play football. But I mean, isn't this kind of, I'm not saying I guess they shouldn't go, but everybody's making a big deal about this. That's why I asked Zach Stevens yesterday of DNVR Broncos. I said, you know, when it comes down to it, is George Payton going to draft anybody that he didn't go see on their pro day? And Zach's like, probably not. But I'm at the same time, I'm like, maybe it's the opposite thinking, Colfax. You don't know enough about a guy, and you need to see more before you're convinced. So you go to his pro day. The pro days to me are just, I mean, don't you know by watching him play against other Division I teams? Or I guess in the case of Trey Lance, Division I FCS opponents. A lot of people want to go with Trey Lance. I will say this. He's a hell of a competitor. You know, I mean, he's when you do the scouting report, everything looks good, man. I mean, he's a great young player that can run, that can move, and he's got a hell of an arm. But he's a redshirt sophomore from an FCS program. He's kind of the exception, though. Kind of like Carson Wentz was. And Carson Wentz, with the Colts now, still has a chance to kind of turn his career around. But he's had 17 collegiate starts. He's a two-time FCS champ. He won the Walter Payton Award in 2019. He only played one game last year, in 2020. He completed nearly 67% of his passes. Here's the crazy stat, though, Colfax. I don't know if I even care what conference you're in. 28 touchdowns. You want to know how many interceptions he threw? Take a wild guess. Take a wild guess, Colfax.
Is it close to zero?
Zero, man. Zero interceptions as a redshirt freshman. That's unbelievable. That's pretty unbelievable. But you still have, don't you still have to weigh that quite a bit when you're thinking about taking a quarterback? Because he didn't go up against Al. He didn't even go up against Mountain West opponents. I mean, if we're knocking Mountain West, you got to be knocking the FCS side of things. And again, this was a knock on Carson Wentz. It was ignored. Philly went with it. And I want to say they got a Super Bowl out of it, but Wentz wasn't in that Super Bowl. He was a big part of getting them there. Nick Foles kind of like, hey, hold my beer. I'll take it from here, man. I don't even think Nick Foles drinks beer, to be real honest with you. So at number nine, do you take it? Do you package it with two other draft picks and move up the board? I'm seeing Justin Fields. I had that story up. Ran like a 4.440. See, that I guess I could say when it comes to pro days and quarterbacks, I'm cool with seeing like how fast they are, because that speed, even with pads on, shoulder pads and leg pads and stuff, that's still going to come back for you for a quarterback. You're still going to be able to see that speed. But I mean, as far as just throwing passes and yeah, you want to see the arm and all that stuff. But I mean, you should be getting the bulk of your scouting report when they play. He ran a 4.44 40-yard dash. 6'3", 227 pounds. That's what's impressive. 4.4 is fast, don't get me wrong. A lot of people can run that in the NFL, though. Quarterbacks, cornerbacks, running backs, wide receivers, you name it. But, I mean, doing it at 6'3", 227 pounds. Trust me, there's a little bit of value. It's George Payton's job. Go watch. Go see it. Yeah, sure. Get this, man. I mean, these kind of numbers do kind of catch your attention. Quarterback on record for a faster 40-yard dash time is Robert Griffin. And, of course, in his short career, really only the one good year, he had 383 rushing yards and 5 scores on the ground, thanks to obviously how fast he was. Then he got hurt. Justin Fields, that's a guy. If you're going to move up, it's going to be in that category. It's going to be in that territory, because here's what this is collectively what I'm seeing. Jacksonville, all right. Yeah, I'm thinking more about Zach Wilson, but I'm going Trevor Lawrence. Jets, that's a big one. That's a storyline. Do you stay with Sam Darnold, or do you go with Zach Wilson? Do you reload this thing? Darnold, I thought, was going to be the best of all of those quarterbacks taken. He's in the Josh Rosen class now. I mean, he's still a starter, so he's better than that. But Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson have all soared past him. Which is kind of a shocker to me. So if you're the Jets, what do you do? New regime, I think they're going to go Zach Wilson. I think they're going to keep that pick and go Zach Wilson. So that keeps them out. And then at number three, San Francisco moved up. It would appear they're done with Garoppolo. They're going to trade him to New England. And then that means they're probably going to take Justin Fields at number three. So you got three teams in the top three. You got those top three teams. I almost said three teams in the top three. That's fantastic. that are probably going to take quarterbacks. So that takes three of those five guys out. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields gone. So now it's Trey Lance, an FCS quarterback, Mac Jones out of Bama. And Mac said, okay. If I told you this, Colfax, Mac Jones was great, but he was fifth of these quarterbacks until his pro day. Now I'm moving him up the list. That's a red flag to me. I'm not going to let your pro day move you up in the books. I'm going to let your pro day give me a chance to, I'm assuming, meet you, talk to you, and see you perform in front of a bunch of people that are oogling over you, taking notes and stuff while you're in your shorts and your T-shirt. You're not in your pads. You're not getting a 300-pound lineman running at you or several. That, to me, like, did Zach Wilson's throw make him better than Trevor Lawrence? No. It's cool, but that doesn't... Hell, dude, Drew Lock can bomb it downfield. I don't think a pro day should make your opinion go from, well, he was top 10, now he's top 5 because of his pro day. I don't think so. Maybe it moves up one, but that's hard for me to believe. So, now you're Denver. First question is, are you trading all that? If the Jets decide Sam Darnold's our guy, we're comfortable moving back, we're going to take whatever to help him out as best we possibly can, we're going to give him a shot. Denver, you in? We want your number 9. We want 2 first-round picks outside of that, and then a 3rd or 2nd. You doing it? 54% of the Hooligans say no. Stay put at 9. Take the position of need. Wow. I'm with you, Hooligans. Normally, we disagree. 27%, though, say yes. 18% say, I'm interested in moving up, but not that crazy. All right, so assuming Denver doesn't take the bait, the Jets make a trade, somebody else goes and gets Zach Wilson, you still have Mac Jones, and you still have Trey Lance. I'm also told that the Patriots are pretty interested in dancing with the Falcons in a trade there to move and get Trey Lance. That would be 4 quarterbacks in a row. I don't see that. Again, it's rumor mill. Some of my Broncos insiders, some of my NFL guys that I talk to on Twitter are saying that could be a potential. Is Trey Lance going to go top 5? Maybe. Some people are not scared by the FCS thing. Some people are. But Mac Jones had a great pro day, so where does that put him? I've seen some have him in the top 10. Carolina in that range of maybe taking him at 8. Here's where I go, Colfax. You know, I tell you what, I got my board. I got 5 guys, and we're going to go down the list. If they're available at 9, you go here. If that guy's not available, you go here. If that guy's not available, you get the idea. We're going to get into that when we come back. Also, I'm going to look at the Broncos defense right now. Grade each position group. I'm not going to grade individual players. And you can see, even when you look at the offense, too, where the weakness is and what the Broncos should be doing in this draft. 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll look at it. My board, my top 5. What should the Broncos do with number 9? I think we agree we're not going to give what would have been given to Deshaun Watson. We're not going that route for any quarterback. We'll be right back.
Spring is in the air, and that means high school baseball will decorate Preps Radio on 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It is, dude, I'm telling you guys want the David Thompson jersey. Maybe you guys do think that Thompson's one of the, I'll tell you what, Colfax, I would love to have that David Thompson jersey in my man cave. You know, as I'm decorating around, if you're doing the Mount Rushmore of Nuggets, we did the Mount Rushmore of Broncos. To me, I'm going to respect the even guys I didn't watch. Alex English, David Thompson, Carmelo Anthony, Nikola Jokic. That's my Mount Rushmore. There's 4, right? Did they add another one? Did they take one away? That's my Mount Rushmore of Denver Nuggets. So if I could get a sign, something from English, David Thompson, Melo, Joker, boom. Thompson had the stats. English had the stats. Also had the Western Conference Finals under his belt. Carmelo Anthony saved a terrible franchise and got him to the Western Conference Finals. And then Nikola Jokic is Nikola Jokic. That's it, yeah. That's my Mount Rushmore of Denver Nuggets. Dixon coming in. Here we go, Colfax. Let's see. Triple T standard. Oh, professional tag team. I didn't see that. Triple T standards have lowered their texting expectations. McLean getting free wins like Deshaun Watson massage invitations. If you want to win Triple T, you can't text like a sucker, and you don't get extra credit for yelling yippee-ki-yay, mother. Oh.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Wow, that's a Dixon text right there. That... Boy. What just happened?
That was an atom bomb.
That was damn good.
Yeah.
He made fun of Top Text Tuesday. I was getting ready to read Weld County Swami's text about Dixon, but now I feel like it's disrespectful. I'd rather lose to a picture than a crappy poem. Dixon. That last text, man. Okay, Hooligans, I'm kind of speechless, and you know me. I mean, this is a radio show. If you're speechless, you get fired. You don't survive long being speechless on a radio show. I'm trying to see here. Could he win it today? Why don't I organize better in here? No, he cannot win it today.
He has won.
But he could.
Get in the running.
He could.
That had some heat on it.
That had some heat, man. Okay, Eastside Chris. Oh, are you sure you want this, man? Are you sure you want this? That's a bad idea. Should I put this out there?
Yeah, throw it out there.
We just got a new border collie for our agility regimen.
Do they? I don't know.
What is that?
Is that for the dog or for
the dog? Them? Cool. Would appreciate Hooligan poll question. Right now, Mahomes is winning. Oh, need a name. Mahomes?
For your dog?
For your dog.
You are taking this to another level, my man.
He said, Chris, you're going overboard, man. Sorry, McLean. John is not in the top five. I went Whoopi earlier. Whoopi McLean, good luck. I went Whoopi earlier. Go, Chief Dixon.
What is going
on? How did Dixon, who's the arch nemesis of this show, and he's a texter, start developing a fan base?
I don't know.
How does that happen? How do we go to remotes and people come up to Colfax and say, you must be the guy, the Colfax. Everywhere we go, it's Colfax.
It's Bizarro World.
Okay, so we need a name.
A name for the
border collie.
It's
a border collie. Like black and white? I had a border collie.
Yeah. Like a sheepdog?
Kind of.
Are they sheepdogs?
Sheepdog, cow dogs?
No, yeah.
Ours was a cow dog. I think they can
herd
be sheepdog.
Sheep, but they're not sheepdogs.
They can be anything that you train them to be, Colfax. Ask Michael Vick. They can be anything you want. Names.
I mean, Brady is a good name.
I'd go with that name.
Yeah.
But then it's like your dog. It's like your dog is named Brady. You know? Brady, bad. No. Rub your nose in it. Nah. Something with the whole show. Hooligan. Then you're going to be yelling across the yard. Get in here, you hooligan.
Holy. Come here, holy. It's not bad.
Remember when we did the vote on what we were going to call our listeners?
Yeah.
Hooligan won. I put a-holes up there. My wife's like, no.
Don't do that.
It almost won.
I'm glad that it
did. It almost won. Fast forward 10 years, and we're going to be tuning into the whole Dixon show. I think we would be hurting each other. Dixon's gaining his own fan base. He's gaining his own army. I feel like it's the Cobra Kai. This is Cobra Kai. Would I be who would be Johnny Lawrence in this case, and who's Daniel's son?
Well, you're definitely Daniel's son.
Obviously. For many reasons. Yeah. Best versions of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dixon's Johnny Lawrence. He doesn't even know who we're talking about. He didn't mean that Cobra Kai. He didn't get that. It's a great show, by the way.
It's pretty good.
By the way, I keep trying to watch Peaky Blinders, dude. I'm in the second season. I can't understand anything.
It's hard.
It's so... I
watched about six episodes, and it's great, and I love it.
I love it, but I don't know what...
It's hard to watch.
How did you guys end up here? What's happening here? Like, I didn't know that I didn't know that their aunt... I thought that was their mom until, like, three episodes into the second season.
That's not their mom?
It's not their mom!
Oh!
It's their aunt!
What?
Yeah!
I didn't know
that. It's not their mom! What? I'm sure we missed that, like, in the first 5 minutes, yep. But... And I love that accent, don't get me wrong.
You need subtitles.
I just can't catch it.
Yeah.
It's one of those, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, but my dad always used to complain. I hate when, you know, it gets really loud when there's action, and then when it's suddenly, it's like just all the music's gone and everything, they're talking, is so low, and you got to blare it up again just to hear it. That's what I'm running
it
into.
It is like that.
Yeah. I want to like this so bad, but dude, I'm halfway through, and I'm like, what? They're going to London now? What are they doing there? What are they up to? And then they go and they have drinks in this like fancy club and they just get into a fight. I'm like, I don't even. And they start talking to everybody. Hey, we're here now. We're doing stuff. I'm like, what are you guys up to? Let me in on the secret, guys.
It looks like cool.
It looks so good. I want this show to be so good, but I can't. And I keep getting texters like, Brady, just stick it out. You'll get it. Like, I can't understand them. What are you saying, man?
And you're like an American English dubbed over it or something.
Yeah, maybe. boy. I do want to like it, though. B-Rat, I feel like Dixon has multiple burner phones he texts from and cheers himself on.
I'm starting to think that,
too. Is Eastside Chris just a made-up account?
Could be.
Is anybody going to give names out here? What do we got? McLean steps up. Look at him. Look where this. He is. See that picture?
Yeah.
He's over at On the Rocks Liquor. Dude, he is bringing it today. He's like out and about. He's like texting and he's all in these different locations too. We said McLean and B-Rad need to bring it today. They could win the David Thompson jersey.
Plus, look at that stash.
Oh,
it's more like a goatee, I guess.
You got the stash going, dude. I like
it. It's hard to deny that.
He's over at On the Rocks Liquor. Hooking up with a sponsor.
Is he going to get some Soulcraft green chili?
Getting? What are you getting? Yeah.
Get some.
Yeah, that's our... God, you're good.
Oh, I know.
That's our game beer of the week. Soulcraft Brewing in Salida.
Yeah.
Green chili ale. Get the green chili ale, McLean. Tell him you heard about him right here on this show. I don't know where we're going here. Can anybody give us a name for Eastside Chris, by the way?
For his new pooch?
Chief Dixon.
That would be okay.
Dixon says, I would sweep you and your son's leg if it meant getting a win. Oh, he absolutely would. He is that kind of guy.
Yes.
He is that kind of guy. Noob sending in pictures. it's just Noob. Noob, I thought you got rid of the beard,
it's
man.
Beard competition.
McLean sends his stash, and then here comes Noob.
Yep.
Got his Rams hat.
Yep. That is an aggressive beard.
Dude, that is really aggressive.
It's like Viking status.
Man, I wish I could. If you could grow a beard like that, would you wear it? Would you have that?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I would.
I just can't. It gets to a certain stage, and people are like, what happened to you, man?
Feeling
Did you get
okay,
burned
buddy?
Or something? You feeling all right? Are you sick?
Are you sick? I didn't know.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Boy, this is tough. All right, let's go reload the poll question. It seems like you guys are kind of agreeing here, which is crazy. Stay put at 9, take position of need. All right, let's get to this. My big board here. I got 5 guys I put on this thing for the first round at number 9. So, when the Broncos come up at number 9, we've seen probably 3 to 4 quarterbacks go already. So there's potentially going to be a quarterback available at 9. Maybe. Maybe not, though. I could see this going either way. Because there's going to be 3 for sure, right? I think we all agree that Trevor Lawrence is gone, Zach Wilson is gone, and Justin Fields is gone. before the Broncos get at 9, unless they move up, which, according to the Power to Play Sports poll question, you guys are not really interested in moving up, so you're stuck at 9. So those three studs are gone. Now, if we want to go back to 5 years ago, 3 years ago, we thought it was Baker, Darnold, Rosen, Allen, Jackson. Not Allen Jackson, the singer. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, get it straight. We thought it was in that order, right? Well, fast forward, and it's Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh who? So you do have to be careful here. Doesn't always, you know, this is the gamble that you all have to take. So that being said, three quarterbacks likely gone. Trey Lance, Mac Jones, maybe going to be there at 9. But here's what I'm saying. No matter what, at number 9, if they're available, I'm going Micah Parsons. I'm trying to fill in my weak spot. My C-minus grade for linebackers is what I have. Josie Jewell and Alexander Johnson sitting at. I like their energy. They're high-energy guys, but they're not sound linebackers. I'm going with Micah Parsons. If Parsons is gone at 9, I'm moving down my board. I'm going corner, Patrick Surtain. And I know I'm loaded up with corners this year, but it's all about getting him in. I'm going to play him in a lot of nickel and dime situation. There's bound to be injuries with Bryce Callahan and Fuller and even Darby. So I'm going to go that route. Patrick Surtain. If both of those guys are gone by chance at 9, I'm going with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramora at linebacker. Got it. Nailed it. I like linebacker play. I'm really high on Patrick Surtain. I would have gone Patrick Surtain number 9 if Fuller was not a Denver Bronco. But because he is, I'm going to wait and see. I'll go linebacker, fill that up. If not, I'm going to strengthen my corners. If by chance those three guys are gone, which I don't think so, I'm going to go back to the cornerback well. I'm going Caleb Farley. And at number 5, I'm going Ohio State. I'm going J.C. Horn. I am not taking a quarterback at number 9. Unless Justin Fields falls there, but I don't see it happening. He's going to be top 3. I'm talking realistic here. Try to be as realistic as possible. I would take Justin Fields at 9. I'd take Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson at 9 if we're going to go that route. But there's no way those guys are getting out of the top 5. So, and then again, I'm not willing to trade the farm to move up. So those three guys, I'm already setting it aside. They are gone. I legitimately feel like Micah Parsons, Patrick Surtain, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramora will be there. Caleb Farley and J.C. Horn. I feel like one of those guys, if not all of them, are going to be there at number 9. Doesn't mean they're not going to be that great of players. They're just not upper echelon in the top 5. But we're also a quarterback. Look at this. We're quarterback heavy, man. People are trading their firstborn child to get a quarterback. Noob. I did. But a mustache is nothing. I could grow that in my sleep. Isn't that when you grow your mustache, Colfax?
In my sleep,
yeah. In your sleep?
And during the day, too.
And during the day. Yeah. What are you up to, man? Yeah, you know. Growing out the mustache.
Oh, I see it.
So we're going to go with Eastside Christmas. So we're going to go with Micah.
Mika? That's a good,
We didn't get enough time for suggestions.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody had something. B-Rad says, if we could move up to top 5, who would you take then? Well, you got to imagine, still Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and I, you know, still Justin Fields, they're gone, so you're top 5. I don't know that I'm going Trey Lance. See, that's the point. If I don't get those top 3 quarterbacks, I don't know that I need to move up to top 5. Because my need is linebacker, cornerback, quarterback, running back, D lineman, right tackle. Juwan James doesn't work out. So if I could move up to top 5, then I better be damn sure that Justin Fields drops. But I don't think that's happening. The monster just ran 4.440. Mac Jones, though, might start to drift up. That's the thing. Do you like Mac Jones? Yeah, I could see him going top 10. I could see him falling out of the top 10. So if I could move up to top 5, I need to be damn sure that Zach Wilson and or Justin Fields would be there. If they were in the top five, I'd go that route. But, you know, San Francisco is going quarterback there. That's why they did that. They get you don't, dude, you don't trade away three first-round picks and a second for a wide receiver or a whatever. You trade it for a quarterback. I mean, as far as the other position type players, there's the tight end out of Florida, Kyle Pitts out of Florida. I'm not trading up to get a tight end. I'm not trading up to get a wide receiver. You know, Jamar Chase is top five, top 10. There's a tackle there. Sewell out of Oregon, am I going that route? I'm not trading up to get a tackle. So, no, I mean, to answer that question, B-Rat, I'm not. Unless I was sure of getting one of those guys, one of those top three. Top three, okay. If I get some intel that says, hey, at five, you know, Zach Wilson's going to be there. What would I trade to get there, though? That's the question. Same thing, right? Probably one less pick. I'm not going there. How about Cam? Isn't Eastside Chris a Rams fan? Cam? Dixon saying Showtime? There you go. Eastside Chris, there you go. Showtime. Cam would be cool. Be cool with that. All right, there you go, Hooligans. All right, we'll take a quick break. Let me look at the grades on the defensive side of the ball for the Broncos. And this, again, this just kind of tells you where I'm living as far as who the Broncos should go at number nine. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are way overdue for a break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I had a Twitter message a while ago. Said, how do I become a hooligan? How do I do it? It's easy to become a hooligan, Colfax. You just listen. That's it. You're a hooligan. How do you become a Hall of Famer? It's a little bit tougher. A little bit harder there. You got to work at it. You got to text. You got to get involved. You comment on the Facebook page, on the Twitters. You don't even have to text the show all the time. But if you're active, like our boy Guy Mitchell... I don't know if I should say his last name, but he knows who he is. But he's all over us on social media and gets after it and listens to the show. So, like, those guys, they don't always text right at the show, but they catch the podcast and all that stuff. So that's how you do it. Colfax, I missed this text. How did I miss this one?
You were distracted about draft talk.
I was actually trying to do a sports talk show.
You missed a great text.
But the Hooligans, when they bring it like this, they are making this show more entertaining. B-Rad takes a picture. Where is this in Fort Collins? I don't even know.
Doesn't say.
It's just takes a picture. I can name the business, right? It's not like it's bad.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm sure it's a fine establishment.
Empire Massage.
Yes.
B-Rad is driving by, I think, right?
Looks like it.
And he says, check it on Deshaun.
Nice.
Well... there we are, Colfax. There we are. Right now, would you say Dixon and B-Rad climbing to the top?
Yep.
Also got a text from B-Rad that said, name Eastside Chris's dog the winner, the mascot of March Madness.
Okay.
I like that. You're leaving it up to chance. What do we got?
What's
Bulldogs?
The winner of the team.
Bears.
The winning team.
Yeah, just the mascot. Brady getting ready to rob me of another triple T. He just showed a picture of Daniel's son doing his illegal freaking kick to Johnny L. Wasn't an illegal kick? I didn't think you could kick a dude in the face in a karate competition.
Well, it's karate.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like wrestling. You can't body slam a guy, but in WWF you can.
Yep.
In fact, you should. I don't know the rules. They said that was the debate. Johnny Lawrence said it was an illegal kick. Why is it an illegal kick? I don't know. Can somebody tell us that? Okay, Colfax, we got to take a break. When we come back, I would say this has been a pretty feisty Top Text Tuesday. It's been good. Back and forth. All right. When we come back, we are crowning this week's Top Text Tuesday winner. The question is, did McLean or B-Rad do enough to take home the signed David Thompson jersey? That's the question. Thanks to Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy on 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA. Lock it up, 7-8, and I'll go to work at night. Got no time for living yet, so I'm working all the time. Seems to me I could live my life a lot better than I think I am. I guess that's why they call me the working man.
Welcome back. Top Sex Tuesday. This was a good one. This was a great one. You guys are after that David Thompson signed jersey. Shout out to Fresh Coat Painters, South Platte. Man, they provide these amazing prizes. That's what they do. All right, we got to decide, Colfax. It was a really, really good day. But I'm telling you, Dixon and B-Rad right now, those are the two techs that stood above the rest. Some really good ones. If B-Rad wins, he takes home the David Thompson jersey. Dixon can survive and get himself number two, and then things get really freaking interesting next Tuesday. The GIF paired with the poem, whatever that was, it's going to do it for me. Dixon wins, man. Dixon wins. Number two. That was a tough one, man, because I was actually LOLing. Is that the thing? I was doing that during B-Rad's text, but I mean, Dixon put together this beauty of a. I would share this on Twitter if I didn't, you know, wasn't worried about getting in trouble. But my goodness, that's gonna do it for us, Colfax. We're back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.